Krishna Book, Canto 5, Parakiya Rasa, Chapter 29, Scene 1, Parakiya Rasa. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated, the Rasa dance took place on the full moon night of the Sharat season. From the statement of previous chapters, it appears that the festival of Govardhan Puja was performed just after the dark moon night of the month of Kartik, and thereafter the ceremony of Bhratri Dwitiya was performed. Then the wrath of Indra was exhibited in the shape of torrents of rain and hailstorm, and Lord Krishna held up Govardhan Hill for 7 days, up until the 9th day of the moon. Thereafter, on the 10th day, the inhabitants of Vrindavana were talking amongst themselves about the wonderful activities of Krishna. And the next day, Ekadashi was observed by Nanda Maharaj. Then, on the next day, Dwadashi, Nanda Maharaj went to take bath in the Ganges and was arrested by the men of Varuna. Then, Nanda was released by Lord Krishna. Then, Maharaj Nanda, along with the cowherder men, was shown the spiritual sky. In this way, the full moon night of the Sharat season came to an end. The full moon night of Ashvina is called Asharada Purnima. It appears from the statement of Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna had to wait another year for such a moon before enjoying the Rasa dance with the gopis. At the age of 7 years, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, and therefore the Rasa dance took place during Krishna's 8th year. From Vedic literature it appears that when a theatrical actor dances among many dancing girls, the group dance is called a Rasa dance. So when Krishna saw the full moon night of the Sharat season, Krishna decorated himself with various seasonal flowers, especially the Mallika flowers, which are very fragrant. Krishna remembered the gopis' prayers to Goddess Katyayani, wherein they prayed for Krishna to be their husband. Krishna thus thought that the full moon night of the Sharat season was just suitable for such a nice dance. So their desire to have Krishna as their husband would then be fulfilled. The words used in this connection in Srimad Bhagavatam are Bhagavan Api. This means that although Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna has no desire that needs to be fulfilled because Krishna is always full with six opulences. And yet, Krishna wanted to enjoy the company of the gopis. Bhagavan Api signifies that this is not like the ordinary dancing of young boys and young girls. The specific word used in Srimad Bhagavatam is Yoga Mayam Upashrita, which means that this dancing with the gopis is on the platform of Yoga Maya, not Mahamaya. The dancing of young boys and girls within this material world is in the kingdom of Mahamaya, or the external energy. The Rasa dance of Krishna with the gopis is on the platform of Yoga Maya. The difference between the platform of Yoga Maya and Mahamaya is compared in Chaitanya Charitamrita to be the difference between gold and iron. From the viewpoint of metallurgy, gold and iron are both metals, but the quality is completely different. Similarly, although the Rasa dance and Lord Krishna's association with the gopis appear like the ordinary mixing of young boys and girls, the quality is completely different. The difference is appreciated by great Vaishnavas because they can understand the difference between love of Krishna and lust. On the platform of Mahamaya, dances take place on the basis of sense gratification. But when Krishna called the gopis by sounding his flute, the gopis very hurriedly rushed towards the spot of the rasa dance with the transcendental desire of satisfying Krishna. The author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, has explained that lust means sense gratification, and love also means sense gratification, but for Krishna. In other words, when activities are enacted on the platform of personal sense gratification, then they are called material activities. But when they are enacted for the satisfaction of Krishna, then they are known as spiritual activities. On any platform of activities, the principle of sense gratification is there. But on the spiritual platform, sense gratification is for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Whereas on the material platform, it is for the performer. For example, on the material platform, when a servant serves a master, he is not trying to satisfy the senses of the master, but rather his own senses. The servant would not serve the master if the payment stopped. That means that the servant engages himself in the service of the master just to satisfy his own senses. On the spiritual platform, the servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead serves Krishna without payment and continues his or her service in all conditions. And that is the difference between Krishna consciousness and material consciousness. It appears that Krishna enjoyed the rasa dance with the gopis when Krishna was 8 years old. At that time, many of the gopis were married because in India, especially in those days, girls were married at a very early age. There are even many instances of a girl giving birth to a child at the age of 12. Under the circumstances, all the gopis who wanted to have Krishna as their husband were already married. At the same time, they continued to hope that Krishna would be their husband. Their attitude toward Krishna was that of paramour love. Therefore, the loving affairs of Krishna with the gopis is called Parakiya Rasa. A married man or a wife who desires another wife or husband is called Parakiya Rasa. Actually, Krishna is the husband of everyone because Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. The gopis wanted Krishna to be their husband, but factually there was no possibility of Krishna marrying all the gopis. But because they had that natural tendency to accept Krishna as their supreme husband, the relationship between the gopis and Krishna is called Parakiya Rasa. This Parakiya Rasa is ever-existent in Goloka Vrindavana in the spiritual sky, where there is no possibility of the inebriety which characterizes Parakiya Rasa in the material world. In the material world, Parakiya Rasa is abominable, whereas in the spiritual world, it is present in the super-excellent relationship of Krishna and the gopis. There are many other relationships with Krishna, such as master and servant, friend and friend, parent and son, lover, and beloved. But out of all these rasas, Parakiya Ras is considered to be topmost. This material world is but the perverted reflection of the spiritual world, and it is just like the reflection of a tree on the bank of a reservoir of water. For the topmost part of the tree is seen as the lowest part. Similarly, Parakiya Rasa, when pervertedly reflected in this material world, is abominable. When people, therefore, imitate the rasa dance of Krishna with the gopis, they simply enjoy the perverted, abominable reflection of the transcendental Parakiya Rasa. There is no possibility of enjoying this transcendental Parakiya Rasa within the material world. It is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam that one should not imitate this Parakiya Rasa even in dream or imagination, for those who do so drink the most deadly poison.
Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan, Jaya Jaya Ujwala Rasa Sarva Rasa Sa Parakiya Bhave Jaha Brajete Prachar.
All glories to the mellow of conjugal love, which is the most excellent of all rasas, and is propagated in Raja by Sri Krishna in the form of the divine Parakiya Bhav, or Paramore Love. All glories to Krishna Book. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.